Yeah, things are going really well so far. I'm lucky that I'm taking on a group that's got a lot of experience, a group that's ready to roll with the punches with me being a new first-year guy, but obviously since I've been around, they know what I'm about. They know what I want to do. Stuff. So it's been a quick learning curve for them, and they've taken it really well. They've been great leaders, too, so they kind of take everything and they can do their own thing while I go work with the JV for a little bit, make sure they're catching up with everything on my end as well. So it's been really nice. Really, really lucky for me to have it as good and driven as they are.
Awesome. So obviously your first game is tomorrow night against Elk Mound. How have practices been going for you guys? And I know you guys had a couple scrimmages as well over in River Falls. How did those go also?
Yeah, the practice has been going good. I was just saying, the girls and coaches pretty much agreed on what we needed to work on after that scrimmage. So yesterday we were able to come in, practice quick, get done what we needed to get done, and work on everything that needs to be taken care of before Elk Mound on Tuesday.
Awesome, and so you guys have a lot of key pieces back, and there's a lot of excitement around the team this year. Just kind of take us through, you know, all those returning pieces, and then some of the new faces as well.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, starting with Katrina Budworth, she's our All-State Conference Player of the Year. Probably the best defender on this side of the state. If I had to put that on somebody, it's for sure Katrina. She gets the best play on the opposite team every single night, and she welcomes the challenge and takes it to them every night. I know she's already looking forward to it this year and talking to her, and obviously tomorrow with Elk Mound, she's going to be guarding the best player. And I think she's already super excited to see if she can hold her down below her average from last year. So Katrina's, and she's super excited for it. Then we got Izzy Matzik, another senior, one of the best shooters in the state. I can't say enough good things about Izzy. What she brings to the team as a player with all of her experience, her personality. She's definitely someone, when you walk in the gym, everyone's kind of talking to her. She's a good mood lifter for the team if there's anybody having a bad day or anything. Like I said, can't say enough good things about Izzy. Keeping on with the seniors, I guess we got Maddie Rundquist is coming back. She's definitely made a jump going into her senior year. I'm super excited to see what she's going to bring as a leader, as somebody on the team who's been around for a while. She's going to be good defensively, good offensively for us. Might be a little bit of a secret weapon since not many teams have seen what she's got going so far. Since she didn't really play a whole lot last year, she could be a good piece for us that way. Riley Radloff's also another good one. Good post player, good senior. She's been around. She'll help us out a ton. Let's see, we've got Lila Postuma. She should be an All-State player this year. She's ready to take the jump. She's got all the pieces to be a great player, an All-State player. Maybe give Katrina a run for her Conference Player of the Year slot there. It's going to be kind of fun to see what she brings to the table. She does it all. She can do it all on each side of the ball, which is going to be a lot of pressure off Katrina defensively, a lot of pressure off the other girls offensively, and she's, like I said, great. Then for a newcomer, we got Violet Otto as a freshman. Violet, in 5 days of practice so far in the scrimmages, has shown a lot of why she's on varsity and why all the girls wanted her on varsity, why everyone from the jump has said, you got to watch out for this Otto girl. She's going to be a nice new addition for us to fill in wherever we need her to. So far, she's done everything and more that we've asked, so I can't complain at all, and so far can't say any thing but good things about her. Let's see. Oh, I missed Ree Stutz as a senior too, I guess. Ree, another four-year girl in the program. Been around her. She's another energy booster, mood booster, hard worker, good defensively, good offensively. She just, all these girls mesh together so well, and that's kind of the nice part is Ree's just another one that she meshes well. She's great for the team. She'll do anything you ask her to do and push herself really hard in that part too. Then last, I think the only girl I'm missing here, Leah French, is a sophomore. Another taller girl, a bigger post girl, but she can do it all. She's super athletic. She works hard. She does anything that I ask her to do. Stays after practice to work on post stuff, see what she needs to work on. And, yeah, she's another great one. That's just one of the girls and everything. Learning a lot as she goes, especially as a sophomore. Just trying to get better each day and make sure she's getting her teammates better, too.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the time, and welcome to head coaching, and I'll be out there tomorrow night for the game, so we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.